The Medicare tug of war. Leslie's ugly relationship to Bermuda right now. O.J. Simpson in the glove. Are we going back into that history? And pain at the pump. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wow, here we are on the doorstep of yet another week, and we don't have that Monday off. Easy come, easy go. Speaking of easy come, easy go, right from the get-go. Woohoo! Are you ready for some football? You know, once a week we do our cool contest, Nail the Score, and our Nail the Score game of the week actually happened at the kickoff, Dallas and the New York Giants. Who knew that the Cowboys would beat the Giants 24-17? Dave in Vermont did. So yes, 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 we have a winner. I love it. A couple years ago, Chris in Connecticut won. Now it's Dave in Vermont's turn. You could be next on our Friday early morning show in our third hour. Call and participate. It's so easy. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like picking lottery numbers because our computer randomly picks the game of the week. It's two teams. You pick a team. You tell us what you think the final score will be. So the first official week of the NFL, almost over. You still have two Monday night games. I love the doubleheaders, like baseball. Cincinnati and Baltimore, San Diego and Oakland. I think the big story, or at least one of them, coming out of football has to be, and I know some of you listening to me, are diehard Denver fans. No Tebow, but one Peyton Manning throws his 400th touchdown, and I'm happy for Peyton Manning. He was ditched. I mean, I don't cry any tears for athletes who make a gazillion dollars, but he's a good guy, and I actually had a chance to talk to him many, many, many times in my career, and he was always so gracious about giving us interviews when he was back at Tennessee, and then once he jumped into the pros, and now here he is at Denver. We're going to try to get him back on the show. But the key thing is he had all these problems, neck problems. Could he play again? Blah, blah, blah. And in a way, like others of us who have ever been blindsided in our life, he was blindsided when Jim Irsay booted him, kicked him to the curb. Bye-bye, Colts. We don't care what you did for us before. So he's off to a good start with a win. Denver with a big win over Pittsburgh, 31-19. I watched a big chunk of that game. It was exciting. Big interception and a nice finish there. So some of you are fantasy players. Some of you, once again, could care less about football, but you like to win prizes. And we have swag here for America Tonight. So don't forget about Nail the Score. Just a quick reminder on that one. And coming up later in the show, we will have some NFL highlights for you, for those of you who do care about football. All right, we have highlights of a different sort from over the weekend. A couple of things. One, I was driving around and I checked in with a couple of friends. One, a buddy in California up in the San Francisco area. Then another friend in Los Angeles. And I also checked in some of those nooks and crannies back east. And kind of the gas prices are all over the map, except for pretty much across the board, gas has jumped about 8 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. And why do you think that is? Thank you, Hurricane Isaac. Yep. You think of the Gulf Coast and the lashing it took and then the draining of gasoline when so many people filled up. The refinery capacity pretty much is what happens. The national average now at this point is about, $3.83. Are you paying $3.83? In Ottumwa, Iowa, are you guys paying $3.83 when you pull up to the pumps? How about if you're listening to me in Missouri or Illinois or Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut? What are you paying for gasoline? I filled up, and thanks to paying a gazillion dollars at the grocery store, they have gas, and they give you money off for what you spend at the store. So I paid $3.25 for gas, But that wasn't normal. Normally in my neighborhood, you'd be paying about 382, 380, right there in the national average. So that hurricane, that darn Isaac, went ram through the Gulf of Mexico at the end of August, caused those refineries. What are they going to do? They got to shut her down. And once that happens, it reduces the capacity. So if you follow the bouncing ball, we knew this was going to happen. And I think without a doubt, and I've said this a lot of times on this show, the threshold of pain for most of you listening is $4. We get to $4 and that's it. We hit a gasket. We blow a gasket. We don't really hit one. We blow one. We blow a gasket because we've had enough. We can't stand it. $4. And then you call this show and you kvetch and talk about things that you're going to have to do because it's just too much money to pay to fill up to commute 40 minutes each way. The average commute for most of you could be 40 minutes. Now, welcome to the third shift. Some of you are blessed to be on the third shift, which there's like 30 million people at least. It means you don't, a lot of times you don't have that stop and go stuff because you have odd hours. So you might save a little bit there, but you still could be commuting 40 minutes or so, and that adds up when gasoline is that high. The other thing that I noticed over the weekend, at least on the Sunday shows, because it's all about handicapping. You know, it's handicapping and then recapping. It's notice the parallels between sports and politics. So you go through the conventions, and then if you're like David Gregory or George Stephanopoulos or Candy Crowley or somebody who's got a microphone and a camera in front of them, I call it the Sunday swirl, you have the who's who, the C-SPAN stars, the rock stars of politics, who jump on in the morning hours and then recap what happened, for example, at the Democratic convention. Who had the best speech? Did the Democrats fare better than the Republicans? Did the Democrats get a bounce? Will Obama get a bounce in the polls? Oh, my, what's going to happen? Here's the thing. We're done with the conventions. We'll roll through this week, and I think that he may get a little bit of a bounce. The best speeches really were Bill Clinton and Joe Biden, probably. You could point to a couple of other people as well, but Obama was vintage Obama, but I think both of them, their speeches were probably better than Obama's. So for what it's worth, politically, it is the Super Bowl. When you go to the conventions, come out of them, and in a presidential year, you just keep hitting the ground hard and get ready for the presidential debates, which I can't wait for the debates. I don't know if it's because of going through the Republican debates, which there was 20-plus, and there were so many things happening that were going on in the news cycles, so there were a lot of interesting debates. I like the debates better than anything. I think you can really see the weaknesses of somebody, and you can get a little bit of meat. Okay, so what are you going to do? If we want to talk about Medicare, let's get specific. Tell us specifically what you're going to do, and then we'll go back and forth on it. So I think blow by blow, you can get more juice out of a debate, especially when it's man on man. When we're talking about Obama versus Romney, there I think you'll get some real meat, and two is perfect. And then the vice presidential debate should be rather interesting, too. Stick with us. On the flip side, we got some more odds and ends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,696.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,738.28, $869.14 for a half ounce, or $434.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,738.28, $869.14, and $434.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Will win in November Cup. If I knew that, I would set up shop in Vegas and everybody would come to me and ask for my predictions. Okay, but if you want me to handicap it based on polls, based on what people have told me on both sides of the aisle, based on what I'm observing, on covering politics in the past, there is no way to specifically know that, but this is what my gut tells me. Number one, I would be shocked if this is a blowout, and I can tell you that a year and a half ago, I would have thought the Republicans might not have made it as interesting, and somehow it has become much more interesting, and the reason why is the frustration that people are feeling that the Democrats can't completely erase, even with a great convention or some good speeches or some serious facts behind things they've dug up in the past. The one fact that you just can't erase, there's no magic eraser for this. You know that Mr. Clean magic eraser? They don't have it for this one. When the unemployment numbers are up over 8 the way they are now, it's very tough to get reelected with horrible unemployment, even though you do have the balance of, okay, you're the incumbent president, so there is something in that. But at the same time, the economy, jobs in the future, and how that plays into this election can't be understated at all. And trust me, the Democrats, of course, know that, and the Republicans know it, because the focus, the full frontal assault, has been all about things attached to money and our wallets, Medicare, health care, jobs, of course, jobs, the deficit, student loans, all those things. It's all about the money, the money, the money. It's not about immigration. It's not about problems with immigration. It's not about foreign affairs. It's not about wars. It's not about any of that kind of stuff. Yes, that can come up and that can be asked and that can be addressed at campaign stops, but not for the most part. 95% of everything that's been talked about, really focused on, is duh, and we all know it, is has to do with the economy. So to answer the question, will it be Mitt Romney or will it be Barack Obama? Right now, it's a race. It's too close to call. This is one of those where you shake your head and you're at the window and someone says, okay, this is it. This is for everything here. So you got to pick a horse. Who are you picking? And it is neck and neck. It has become much more interesting for, I think, the Republicans, because there is a shot. There is a shot to get in there. Despite, oh, is Romney likable? Is he too plastic? Is he completely removed from the middle class? Is he just a filthy rich guy that has money all over the Cayman Islands or, you know, wherever? Versus, is he a business guy? Do people like him? Does he have support of a lot of Christians, not just Mormons, but Christians, that kind of stuff? Did he seal the deal with evangelicals? Did he seal the deal with conservatives? And that's dicey, too, because a lot of uber conservatives say, no way, man, I can't go there. I'm not even going to vote. I just can't vote for this guy. Now, the one thing that's interesting, normally you would think, whoever the president is, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, had it been Bush, had it been Clinton, well, Clinton was before, of course, 9/11, but let's say had it been Bush, even though he did get that second term, the bin Laden, killing bin Laden, is that something that can be considered a star on the board of Barack Obama? In other words, are there people that are saying, you know what, I don't agree with this that he does, I don't like this, I think that they're not transparent, I think they pretend they're the party of the middle class, but he got bin Laden. It was on his watch. He got bin Laden. So I'm going to say, you know what, I'm going to vote for him based on even that alone. So now you have, which probably in one sense may help Obama, if just a little teensy, teensy bit. You have this former member of SEAL Team 6 who's been called Mark Owen, who was on 60 Minutes. I think we have, there it is. Hear that clock? Wait, here's the old theme when they had no money in their budget. Ready? Here it is. I went to Pittston, PA one time to see some relatives. This sounded like the clock they had in Pittston, PA. It was made of coal. Coal mining town. So, anyway. 60 Minutes did an interview. Scott Pelley did an interview with Mark Owen, who has this book out that gives details and talks about the whole thing on the mission to when they got bin Laden and what that, you know, what that was like before, afterwards, that whole thing. And there were some interesting, I watched the whole thing, there were some interesting things that came out in the discussion. And I think this book will probably sell pretty well. And it's the only, you know, in this case, the interview is called No Easy, you know, the book is called No Easy Day, and the interview was about all the different things that happened that day. And in the interview, one of the things that Owen talked about was getting a Silver Star for valor and a Purple Heart for a wound that he got in the raid. But in the interview, he talked about a couple of different things. He said that it's the book is not about him, and that it's really a tribute to the Americans who got all the intelligence that led up to getting bin Laden, that, hey, we didn't just flip a switch on and boom, we got him. That there was all this planning, there was this training, and there was 10 years in getting the world's most wanted man. Absolutely. Was he the world's most wanted man? Of course he was. What was the bounty over bin Laden's head? And what I thought was interesting is And there were a bunch of different things, and we'll let you hear it in case you missed it. But one of the things that he talked about was the president, when he met the SEAL team and handed out the awards and all that kind of stuff, because remember, they're incognito. They're not trotted out for the newspaper to take pictures of them and have their faces all over blogs and all that kind of stuff. So when the president met the team, you know what he wanted to know? Check out what he wanted to know the most.
Did the president ask you guys which ones of you had shot Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, he asked. He asked who was the one, and we told him we wouldn't tell him.
You wouldn't tell him? Why not?
Pulling a trigger is easy. You know, a couple pounds of pressure on your trigger finger, and I've done it millions of times, and it's not that hard. You know, so it's not about who that one person was. It's who, you know, it was about the team or the helicopter pilots or the intel folks that teed this whole thing up. Who cares who the one person is? It doesn't matter.
All right, so isn't that interesting? It doesn't matter who gets it. And I loved his description of that. That is so the team player attitude, the SEAL in this guy, and being part of that SEAL Team 6. Hey, it's one for all and one for all, and all for one, rather, because it's not about the one person who pulled the trigger. It doesn't matter. This guy, in hearing him talk, and I was thinking about this, is, wow, here he was part of one of the biggest, most significant operations in U.S. history ever. And he said he wanted to make sure that history would record it correctly. He wanted it to be told right. And he said it deserved to go in a book and stand for itself. Just here's what happened, and this is, you know, this is what it's about. And so he said the focus should have been on that. And we go back to the question that I asked when the story first broke about the book coming out and all that. That supposedly some of the things that he talks about in the book are things that are considered to be classified. And anymore in this world, is anything classified? And the Pentagon is considering suing him over some of the stuff that was, you know, in the book. Obviously, he's not a SEAL anymore. He couldn't do that. But in releasing details, does that endanger any future operations? Because are there some things that, let's say, would-be terrorists could glean from it that he wouldn't intentionally put in there, but they might use and say, oh, okay, so this is how this kind of happens. And why they're not going to teach an old dog new tricks. If this worked, this is what they're going to do. By the way, Owen was in the Navy for 14 years, and he did 13 combat deployments. Can you imagine? Afghanistan, Iraq, all that kind of stuff. I bet he has more stories to tell, to say the least. All right, I got to get to this crazy thing about O.J. Simpson and the glove. You're going to want to hear this. Hang with us.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Remember these words: if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. We're going to be talking.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. The Dream Team, O.J. Simpson, going back into history. History we don't really want to regurgitate here on America Tonight. Some of you probably know this. I interviewed O.J. Simpson a couple of years ago. Long story, but in the interview, I said I would do it as long as I could ask the obvious questions, dig a little deeper, and of course I knew I wasn't going to get any different answers than anybody else had gotten. But who can, and asked all about the glove and asked about the murders and all that kind of stuff, but that was such a famous line from that trial. If you think about it, in June of 1995, who can forget where they were when this stuff was going on with Simpson? And really, it started the whole thing of watching trials, people wanting to watch trials and court TV and all of that. But because talk about handicapping, you know, we started that way. That's what would happen in the courtroom, what happened in the courtroom, and everybody was handicapping what was going on. So the glove was big. Prosecutors made Simpson put on a pair of the gloves, of the extra-large gloves, as a huge piece of evidence in the trial. Well, O.J.'s attorney supposedly tampered with the glove. That's according to an ex-prosecutor. Gee, did anyone think the glove stuff was funny? Did anybody think that that was strange when that was going on in the courtroom? Raise your hand if you did. Woohoo! Heavy theater. Nobody really protested. It was brilliant that they did that. Remember, when you're an attorney, especially a criminal attorney, you're doing the gig. You're taking the evidence, You're doing the dance. You're trying to get your client off is the key word. And that's why he had that dream team. So 17 years after Simpson walked away from that trial, a free guy, but now, of course, he's in jail, the center of the case, one of the centerpieces of the case, was the whole glove thing. And the former L.A. deputy district attorney, Chris Darden, accused Simpson's defense lawyer, the late Johnny Cochran, who you just heard, of manipulating one of the gloves that the prosecution said linked Simpson to the double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, of course, and her friend Ronald Goldman. So after he struggled to fit the glove on his hand, the gloves on his hand, in one of the really defining moments, it was one of those moments of the trial, Cochran said, if it, you know, doesn't fit, you have to quit, what you just heard there. And what Darden is saying, and he said this last week, that he was at Pace Law School in New York, and I guess it made a little bit of news. He said that he thinks Johnny Cochran tore the lining, that there were some additional tears in the lining so O.J.'s fingers couldn't go all the way up in the gloves. What do you think? Do you think that that's what happened? And he went a little further because he said that a bailiff told him that the defense had it during the lunch hour, and that was his suspicion the whole time, that they were manipulating the lining. Since they knew they had it, they knew they could mess with it, and that was it. It's interesting because that charge, I think, surprised a lot of people that have now heard about it, including Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz, who was a member of that dream team, and a couple of others, and they said it was the first time they had ever heard that allegation. And that's true. That never came out before. Of all the interviews, of all the things that were discussed, that never was part of the conversation. Gee, do they manipulate the glove? People thought the glove thing was funky and there was something wrong with it, but I don't know that. But I don't think any of the conversation ever on talk radio or anywhere else had to do with the lining, and that's what must have happened, that it had some kind of tampering with the glove. So isn't it interesting? You know, the O.J. Simpson case is one of those cases that will never, ever go away. It's one of those moments, the car chase, the everything that happened during that, the people remember where they were. Even if they're younger, they know the conversations about it. Of all the cases, the court cases, the heinous things that have happened, whatever, in this country, that's one of those moments that never, ever, ever is erased. Here you had this incredible athlete who was well-liked, and then you see the teardown of what happened to him in the aftermath. And, of course, the way people lined up outside the courthouse and the massive amounts of television attention that was paid to O.J. Simpson. Typical of America tonight, I always say, if you've just tuned in for the first time, hi, Kate Delaney. The thing that we do here is we don't sing and dance, not usually, but we do have a wide open highway. We talk about a lot of different things. So sometimes we will bounce around because all of us, I defy anyone, all of us have the attention span of gnats or mosquitoes, hopefully not carrying West Nile virus. But it's true. That's the world we live in. Anybody who's under 30 definitely has a short attention span because of, I think, computers and texting. And, you know, we live in a Twitter world, a couple of seconds of this and a couple of seconds of that. At the top of the show, I mentioned the Medicare tug of war that we would talk about, that Leslie in Bermuda. And I talked about the pain at the pump already and what are you paying. You can always throw in your 2 cents. I'm curious what you're paying around the country. You can send me an email at americatonight.net or give me a jingle at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. 4 is the number. Once you get to 4, forget it. Now, that would be the thing. Cop asking me what I think is going to happen in the election. If gas was over $4, unemployment, we know, is really much higher than 8, especially for anyone younger. It's closer to almost 30. No kidding. Almost 30. We had, remember, all the Generation Op people on, and if you crunched all the numbers, that's what you would get, which is a crazy high number. If you have $4 gas, and high unemployment, the lack of jobs, boy, that makes it even that much closer, meaning how many people will flip for Romney, and can he get those electoral votes? Because it's about the electoral votes. And if you break out the map, you really need 270, and there's some key states. Romney almost needs to clean the board, not meaning every state, but he needs certain swing states. He would need a big state. He would need, like, Florida or Ohio or Florida and Ohio. So there's serious work that he has to do. There's definite people who are listening who are undecided. And they really are undecided. They're not just saying that. They really feel undecided because they're disenfranchised with what they're currently seeing. But they're not so sure on Romney. They're not warmed up to Romney, and they're not so sure about some of the things that they're hearing out of Republicans and what are they going to do with Medicare and ultimately how are we getting rid of this deficit and all that kind of stuff. So there are people that are weighing their options that could be big deciders, believe it or not, in this election. The latest polls, and, you know, the polls are kind of all over the map, but the latest polls, at least one that I was looking at today, shows that Obama is breaking open with a huge lead. And, you know, this I go back to the same thing. This isn't a shocking surprise because here's your bounce coming out of the Democratic convention. When all those speeches talking about what has happened in the past, not so much a focus on the past, but what's happening in the future, you did this, you did that, here are the things, four more years, and this is the direction we'll go in. I think the people who pumped up Obama did him a big favor. Biden's speech, you know, Elizabeth Warren's speech probably helped. And some of the others along the way, Bill Clinton's the most, though, without a doubt, Bill Clinton, he's the rock star, really, of the Democratic Party. So, not shockingly, he gets a big bounce in a couple of the polls. And does he hang on to the lead in these polls with the job rut that we're in, with the people who are frightened, scared to death of what's happening with Medicare and ultimately what's going to happen with health care? Because remember, a lot of what will be part of health care has only been talked about. It hasn't actually kicked in yet. That hasn't happened. We're still seeing that being meted out as we move along the way. Even the individual mandate doesn't happen until 2014. And that's when you'll see people really grouse about not liking the individual mandate, not being forced to get insurance. And maybe some will like it, but I think you'll find that in that balance, more people won't like it. So he gets the numbers for now, but will he keep the numbers is the key thing. Will he be able to keep them in the next 2 months? Because we're talking November 6th, well, not even, less than 2 months. November 6th, we all know, is when we go to the polls and make the decisions. I think a lot of people have their minds made up, but there is still definitely the swayable folks, the battleground, people who are not happy with Obama, not so sure that they want to go for Romney, are thinking about just sitting it out, not even voting for anyone. And I would hope that the numbers would be big. I always say, if you want to complain about the problems, if you want to complain about the politicians, you need to be a little bit involved. You need to go and vote, at least, for goodness sake. All right, so those numbers, I'm going to give them to you coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
We'll be right back. Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Tonight, who's going to be the real barracuda at the polls? And we'll be deep into it on election night. That's the brilliance of America tonight. Spread the word while everybody else goes to bed. We are up, 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 my friends, giving you all the results. Because remember, we have key Senate races and all of Congress is up. So who knows? We might see some surprises. And there are certainly some races that are tight if in the Senate. One of them in Missouri. Aiken and Claire McCaskill. He made that tighter. But regardless, right now that is a dead heat and could have a big sway on whether the Republicans gain extra ground in the Senate and get the majority, or they still are in the minority by a handful. And that's big. That's big when you have the polarization that you have in Congress on in both chambers. Because it's hard to sway someone to bounce off of the D or bounce off of the R. Speaking of bouncing, I said I would tell you about the numbers. So here are the numbers. Several polls, and, you know, there's tons of them. Rasmussen, Gallup, Fox does them, CNN does them, you name it. A lot of people are doing polls, and several polls showed that the Prez has a national lead over Mitt Romney. That's the boost. The hike you get from being at the convention, the Reuters Ipsos poll that was just released has Obama with a 4-point edge over Romney at 47%. So there's the big bump there. The Democrats came out of the convention like the Republicans did. They felt pumped, positive, thought their primetime speeches were great, loved the First Lady, just like people liked Ann Romney's speech. People liked Michelle Obama's speech, Democrats, and Bill Clinton. I already mentioned Clinton was huge. So the biggest lead since late April is what the Prez is enjoying in Gallup in the daily tracking, 49% to 44%. Now, that's a 6-point swing from before the Republican National Convention. The election is close. Democrats, a lot of Democrats, are not willing to give it to the president just yet. They're not willing to do that. When they're on these shows, they're being a little bit cautious. And that might be sort of the norm, but at the same time, I think that they realize that this is not in the bag. It's not in the bag because there's undecided factors that could sway in a different direction. And Romney has to, he would have to score a massive win, though. He'd have to do it. He would have to get those swing voters. And Romney and Obama are definitely aiming their targets at things with money. Like I said, Medicare, health care is huge. In fact, the president talked about Medicare and moving into the future with Medicare and how it's so vital for the American people.
And somehow you're going to close the deficit without raising taxes on middle-class families. They did not take their arithmetic course. Our plan strengthens Medicare. I believe no American should ever have to spend their golden years at the mercy of insurance companies. I believe every American who works hard should be able to retire with the dignity that they have earned.
All right. I agree with that. You should be able to retire with dignity, and especially the money that you pay in. How much money have you paid into Social Security? And, you know, it's a tiresome old question. Are you going to see the money ever in your lifetime? You know, people scoffed at George Bush for suggesting, well, let's just give everyone a check now. I would have taken that check. I would have taken my chance at the craps table trying to come up with my pool of money and figuring what I was going to do with it. Really. Maybe some of you would have done the same thing, or maybe not. All right, speaking of money and sliding off the election for a minute, one thing that will unite everybody is whenever you have any September 11th memorials, remembering the people who died and what happened and all of that, that's not about politics anymore. There is politics involved, but not on that particular day. And you wonder, here we are coming up on yet another anniversary of September 11th, and how much safer are we? Do you feel safer? Do you feel like, wow, all this shakedown at the airport, you know, all the stuff that's happening, that the TSA, we are definitely feeling pretty safe these days. I would say I think that there are more people that are getting caught in the net. But is it great? Some of it's great intelligence and some of it's luck. So let's hope we always get that luck. You know, people who can't light fuses, from Richard Reed in the beginning, the shoe bomber, to Abdullah Muttalib. Remember the guy on the plane? Oops, I couldn't light the underwear. And also Faisal Shahzad, the other one who's Jimmy-rigged SUV didn't blow up in Times Square because the fuse didn't really work. And thank goodness. I mean, thank goodness for that's happened. Let's hope that we continue to have luck like that and good intelligence that combine to keep us safe, because nobody wants to see another September 11th. But there is controversy over the memorial in the museum at the World Trade Center, which I was there last September, a year ago, I was there. It's an awesome spectacle to see it. It makes you feel inspired, and it does I think, make the people who lost people feel like they have a place to go, because they didn't have, in some cases, in a lot of cases, they didn't have anything to bury, and there's something about going there. So one thing that people, I believe, didn't think about, and they had almost 5 million people that went in the first year, the foundation that runs the memorial, and some of these numbers are starting to come out, they said, you know, we're going to spend $700 million for the whole thing. $700 million. So this is the other part of it. It's going to cost $60 million a year to be able to operate that memorial. $60 million. And somebody did a comparison. If you look at the National Park Service, which, who knows, with the budgets that we don't have, we could maybe not have the national parks open very often, but $8.4 million a year for, you know, the national parks, like Gettysburg. How much is it to maintain Gettysburg? $8.4 million. $3.6 million for the USS Arizona in Hawaii. Ooh, that's something to see, to go there. And they get 4 million visitors a year, so it costs about $45 million. And at the 9/11 Memorial, they're talking about how much it's going to cost per year to operate, because they have to have private security, too, because they're worried about terrorism. They're worried about that. They have to have what they're calling armed guards have to patrol the grounds, which is different with some of these other memorials that we're talking about. And the museum was supposed to open this month, but construction stopped a year ago because of funding arguments between the foundation and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which they own the land that the memorial sits on. So there's some problems with that. There's some problems in operating that. Mm. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Kate?
Yes.
Yes, I want to thank you for my extendivite. I got it.
Woohoo! And take it. Start taking it. It's
yeah,
good.
I did, and I got a good report from my doctor on my blood pressure.
You're kidding.
No, she said she'd never seen it that low before.
Yay! I love that. I'm not just making this up. It really is true.
No, it really did. It really
yeah.
did do it. It really
good.
Did do it.
Good.
And I got your little note, and I appreciate that as well.
Well, thank you for letting us know that, Dan.
Well, you're one of my favorite people. You know that.
Yes, I do know that. I'm very happy. We want you to be healthy, and that's good. And with all these people, look at all the heart attacks we see with some celebrities lately. But just in general, the numbers are up for so many people. I say this story all the time. Don Wiskin is the best. I mean, no matter what. Go to heartdrop.com. Give them a call. It's a song to get their stuff. It really is, for what it'll do for your life. Absolutely.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.